There's just not enough time. When do you pray? Do you have a designated time and place to meet with Jesus each day? Adonai, Lord, in the morning you will hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my needs before you and wait expectantly. Psalm chapter 5, verse 4 of the CJB version. Do you think time with the Lord is a luxury you can't afford? Is your day already scheduled with more tasks than you can accomplish? Come close to God and he will come close to you. James chapter 4, verse 8. For most of us, our days are so full, we hit the floor running in the morning and collapse in bed at night. There's just no time, we tell ourselves. But that's not true. How often do you spend 10 or 15 minutes on social media, alone in your car, playing a video game, watching TV, or pushing the snooze button on your morning alarm? If you have time for these things, how can you tell God you don't have a few minutes for him each day? It seems more logical that you will feel better rested if you pull the blanket around you and get a few more minutes of sleep. That is a lie of the enemy, for the Lord says, "Come to me, all of you who are struggling or burdened, and I will give you rest." Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. We make time for things that are important to us. If you've not realized how important God should be in your day, you probably have a life lesson coming. If you persist in proclaiming you just can't do it, God will arrange things in your life to change that, and it usually is not a way you would choose. Satan knows that what God desires most is our undivided attention, so he does his best to clutter and fluster our days, keeping us occupied or sleeping. But nothing else will ever satisfy your need for answers aside from a relationship with Christ that begins with a few minutes each day. So skip the next game, walk away from the TV, get off social media, turn off the radio, skip the snooze button somewhere. Find a few minutes to desist and learn that he is God. Psalm 46, verse 11. Come with a thankful heart and lay your needs before him. Then wait expectantly for the joy of the Lord to flood your heart. You will never regret time spent with the Lord. If this encourages you, please share.